Hello and welcome to the Franklin County Medical Center podcast. My name is Prakash Chandran and we're hanging out today with Dr. Lance Bryce. And Dr. Bryce, it's so good to have you here with us today. I always am excited to get to know a little bit more about the doctors that help us every single day. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I wanted to get just started with the simple question around, like, you know, what made you choose to go into medicine in the first place?
A long time ago when I was a kid, age 7, there was a show called Emergency and they had Squad 51, and there's kind of a big thing on Facebook right now. They're having a little reunion, which is interesting, but they one day brought in a kid to the ER and they saved the kid. And that was the day I decided I was going to be a physician. And yeah.
How old were you?
7.
So at 7 years old, you saw this on, you know, Emergency Squad 51 and you just decided.
Yeah. And I was a cotton farmer's kid. I thought I was going to be a farmer my whole life.
That's incredible. Wow. What a drastic change. And is this something that you shared with your parents?
I did, actually. And I think my dad at one point when he was younger had some aspirations to get off the farm and go to medicine, but some things didn't work out for him. And so he was very encouraging for me and helped me along. I did a lot of volunteer work when I was in high school and just kind of worked my way from the ground up, honestly, from candy striper to physician.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. Tell me a little bit about how, you know, seeing this television show informed the specialty you chose and your journey into becoming the surgeon that you are today.
So I originally thought I was going to be a pediatrician. You know, I thought it was cool that they, you know, they save the kid's life. Then some things happened on my pediatric rotation where I realized that I didn't handle pediatric abuse cases very well, just my personality. And so, but what one thing I do like is I'm a fixer. My personality is I like to fix. And so when you're a surgeon, I can either fix you or I can't fix you. You have a hernia, and when you leave my operating room, you don't have a hernia. Same thing with the appendix or things like that. And then, of course, you've got the trauma aspect of it, which I think kind of goes back to that show a long time ago of, you know, someone's life's in danger and then you can fix them.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, you know, what kind of is the most rewarding part about your job? But it seems like in terms of aligning with your personality, it's very objective. It's either you can fix someone or you can't. And that feels like what you get the most out of. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. I'm not good with the chronic diseases. I would want you to be better from your diabetes. I'd want you to be better from your heart disease and things like that. And sometimes there's just not a cure for something like that. Where in surgery, there is. So I'm more of a body mechanic, fix you up kind of guy than I am, here's another medication to take care of your problems.
Awesome. So how long have you been with Franklin County Medical Center for?
February next year will be 3 years.
Okay, fantastic. And what do you like most about kind of operating in that area?
What I like about it is just, I grew up on a cotton farm, so this is a rural area. This is, you know, farmers, ranchers, people just like me. And so, but we can do a lot of things. I've always said if, you know, the military can do it in a tent in Afghanistan, I could do it in a air-conditioned, beautiful state of the operating room at Franklin County Medical Center. So I love it. And we have really good technology. I mean, we're a critical access hospital, but we have state-of-the-art high-definition cameras for everything I need, top-notch stuff. They've done a really good job of getting me the equipment I need to operate.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'd love to shift a little bit into your personal life, if you don't mind. Do you have a family? Tell us what you do outside of work.
So I'm married. My wife's name's Shelley. We've been married 28 years this December. I've got 5 kids. My oldest son is a second-year medical student. I couldn't talk him out of medicine. It's kind of like a calling. You just do it. Then my second daughter is going to Utah State. She will finish up her teaching degree next year. My middle daughter just finished up her nursing degree from Weber State. And then still living at home, I've got a senior in high school and a freshman.
Wow. So. You have your hands full, my friend, but all of your kids seem to be doing amazingly well. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's kind of the benefits of medicine. I wasn't around to corrupt them too much. So,
yeah, you know, talk to me a little bit. It seems like 2 of your children are kind of pursuing medicine. Like, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good. You know, I always wanted them to be pursuing their thing. You know, I didn't talk them into or out of medicine. You know, I talked to them frankly about medicine, but it's just naturally what they fell into. They are okay with the kind of the blood and guts and those kind of things. And, you know, I've done lots of procedures on the kitchen table of kids splitting their chin in the neighborhood. And there's my little daughter helping me, assisting me at age six, and my son. Oh my goodness. Yeah, they just fell into it. My other daughters, you know, that are not going into medicine, they would be helpful, but it just wasn't their thing. And I'm fine with that. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, you were kind of just saying like that there's this calling, like you at age seven could watch something and know that this was for you. And similarly, your daughter can help you at age six, you know, dealing with something that maybe for most kids is a little intense, but for her, it's just supernatural, right?
Super fascinating. Loved everything about it. Couldn't wait for the next time we could help somebody in the neighborhood, you know?
Oh, I love that. And what about, you know, when you're not helping fix people, like what about in your free time? Like, what do you do with the kids? Like, what do you do for fun?
So on Saturdays, I go up and farm. I actually have a friend here in town, and I go put my boots on and go feed cattle and drive tractors and corn trucks and stuff. This morning, I went out. I'm part of a Metro SWAT team. So we went out, did a raid this morning, and I was up at 3 o'clock for that and then back to do my procedures here at the hospital.
So wait, let me make sure I get this right. You're a farmer, a SWAT team member, and a surgeon.
That's correct.
That's incredible. I feel like I have a long ways to go to keep up with you, Dr. Bryce. You know, I wanted to ask you, I'm kind of fascinated that you grew up as a farmer and now you're a doctor. Do you feel like those two things, especially the fact that you farm on the weekends, do you feel like those two professions interplay with each other at all?
So the farming gave me the work ethic. You know, I grew up in Arizona, so I'm literally out working, chopping weeds in cotton fields at 114 degrees. You know, and we had water jugs on both ends of the field because we would go through 5 to 7 gallons of water each. And I got to work along all kinds of people, you know, and so I always had an appreciation for everything that I had because lots of people don't have a lot of things. So I got my work ethic from farming. I got my organization skills from farming. I feel one of the blessings of my life is I can see a process from start to finish and know who needs to be in it and where they need to be in it and kind of maximize the efficiencies of those kind of things. And that's really helped me in medicine. You got a budget, you know, in farming. I mean, it's very, very tough. And sometimes you have to make do. And in the big city hospitals, they've got everything. I mean, they got a backup surgeon and they've got blood supply. You know, they can call the Red Cross and have 100 units. And here we don't have that option. You know, our job is to, you know, mostly stabilize, keep them alive and get them going. And so you make do with what you have. And I think that's something I learned from the farm, honestly. Just keep going until you run out of supplies and stick with it.
Yeah. What a comprehensive answer. I'm so glad I asked that question. You know, just talking about, you know, just doing what it takes in potentially a facility that doesn't have as much, what do you feel like has been the most challenging part about your job today?
Meaning at this hospital or just as a general surgeon?
Just what you do as a general surgeon.
So that's a really good question, actually. I think the challenges of medicine are not so much the science of the medicine or what we do. I think the challenges of medicine is how do we use our healthcare dollars to the maximum benefit of our patients? And the other challenges we have are, and this is good or bad, and we've got the internet. And so people can go to the internet, they can read up on treatment plans and those kind of things like that. And I do like an educated patient. Sometimes though, you know, I tell my patients, make sure you don't get off maybe the first or second page of Google, because you'll be doing coffee enemas for cancer treatment or something like that, you know? And so that's some of the challenges I think we have is making sure they've got good, solid scientific information. I'm not opposed to natural type stuff. I do think God's put stuff on this earth to help us. We just got to figure out what that is and how to use it. But there's not one specialty or one avenue is the fix-all for everything. Nobody has all the answers is what I'm trying to say. So I think that's the challenge, is trying to give that information to the patient in a way that they'll use it in their healthcare belief system.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I want to shift a little bit more into your personal life and ask a little bit about Shelley. It's very clear that you wouldn't be able to do everything that you do, including have all the jobs that you have, without a great support system. So talk a little bit about how you met and what she means just in terms of being a support for you.
So we met on a church mission in Chicago. So I was just about to finish up. I was a Spanish speaker in Chicago, and she came out as an English speaker. She's from Idaho. That's how we're basically back up here in the northern states. Arizona was too hot for her, and that's fine. She gave me 13 awesome years down there for my education. I love it up here, but the thing about her is she doesn't need me, you know, to make decisions. I trust her. I believe in her. She's very, very smart and talented. What I've really loved watching was we started having our family, you know, during medical school, which is not something people recommend, you know, just the costs and those kind of things like that. So we kind of had a period of time where we were the outcasts because, you know, we had kids and we couldn't go out, you know, as often as we'd like and didn't have the money to do it and those kind of things like that. But as my colleagues started having kids and things like that, Shelley was the first one that got called on how to take care of kids and things like that. So it's been really good. She's been super supportive of everything that I do and all the different hats that I wear. And, you know, she's just that pillow talk counselor that you need to lift you up every day. So I love her.
I love hearing that. Yeah, surely it is just so important to have that support system at home so we can achieve all of the dreams that we want to, especially all the lives that you affect every single day. You know, so hats off to Shelley if she's watching this. You know, one of the things that I love asking is around in all of your years as a surgeon and thinking about this throughout your childhood, what is one thing that you've come to just know as truth that you wish more people outside of medicine knew?
Oof, you've got some deep questions. The one thing, well, so the truth for me is that I think there's a God. I mean, the scientific possibilities of our organism, this body working from second to second, there to me, there's got to be a divine design to it. And I challenge anybody that says, hey, we evolved. Okay, show me the scientific intermediates of where those were. How did the amoeba get to this, to this, to this in successful generations? So, yeah, I'm always, and, you know, there's been times that I've been in operations and I'm praying my guts out, like, all right, God, I'm not sure what to do here. You know, show me the way, and he's done it. So that's one truth I can say is an absolute for me. I actually count on it.
Yeah. What an amazing truth to share. Thank you for that. You know, it's always interesting. I always hear that people think just because you're in science and medicine, that maybe distances you from God, but actually it brings you closer because you're able to really see up close and personal everything working. And you're almost like just firsthand witness to the miracle that God provides every day in us, right?
Absolutely. I just think scientifically it's very scary what it takes to keep us running every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So just as we close, I wanted to just run through some quick fire questions and I'll just fire them off and then you answer them. Is that okay?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, awesome. So first question, what is your favorite television show or movie?
My favorite movie is 13 Hours.
Yes, great movie. Second, who is a hero that inspires you?
Goodness, besides my wife?
It can be your wife, that's okay.
Yeah, she's probably my biggest hero, honestly.
I love it. What was your very first job?
My very first job was that driving tractor on the farm.
Okay, and that paid you money? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, since I was 10 years old, I purchased every piece of clothing. Anytime I wanted to go to a basketball camp or anything, I earned it on the farm. And that's another thing I learned, honestly, going back to one of the original questions, is I learned the value of a dollar because it was mine.
Yeah. What is your favorite food or drink?
My favorite food by a mile is tacos.
Tacos, of course. Finally, what is your favorite genre of music to listen to?
Country.
Country. All day long, country.
And I didn't like country first. One summer I got stuck on a tractor and I was kind of the 80s rock. And I love 80s rock. That's probably my second favorite genre, but it was a scratchy radio station. So the only one that wasn't scratchy on the tractor was the country station. By the end of the summer, I was singing everything and wearing boots and everything. I got roped in.
Amazing. Amazing. I love it. Well, Dr. Bryce, this has been an awesome conversation, just getting to know you a little bit more. Thank you so much for your time and sharing all this information with us.
Yeah. Thank you for spending time with me.
You've been watching the Franklin County Medical Center podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. For more information, you can go to fcmc.org. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.